Hello, it's the 30th of June. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Consequences of the hair coursing event that took place last November prior to a funeral procession are now being felt by those involved. The horrific results of the event were paraded through Bedford Town Centre, generating outrage on social media. As part of Bedford's Operation Lightning investigation, six men pled guilty to attending the incident and participating in Hunting Act offences which took place between Ravenston, Blenheim and Great Barford. They were identified from camera footage submitted by members of the public and from cameras worn by rural crime teams and the National Wildlife Crime Unit. The men have been handed criminal behaviour orders along with substantial court fees in the sum of £2,100. For 7 years, doctors believe that 47-year-old Cranfield postman and family man Matt Shanley was suffering from vertigo, a condition of disorientation. In 2018, they discovered brain cancer in the form of a tumour which was successfully removed during surgery. This year marked the 4th anniversary of his surgery, which is now celebrated as his craniversary. The population of Bedford grew from just under 160,000 residents to over 185,000, according to data released by the Office of National Statistics. Those numbers represent growth of almost 18% over the last 10 years, 2.5 times the national average. The figures, based on comparison between census information from 2011 and 2021, also revealed a 25% increase in people over the age of 65. Broadway and West End performer Marisha Wallace has been added to the Bedford Park concert series. The actress, from the Feel Good series on Netflix, will accompany Simply Red and Lisa Stansfield on the 28th of July, then 3 days later perform with the Bedford Park Proms. That's all from me, but I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.